In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thomas a Kempis sings the praises of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Quote, O Virgin Mary, we are greatly obliged to venerate you, for you are at the same time mother and daughter of the Eternal King. You are the most pure in your virginity, the most profound in your humility, the most fervent in your charity, and the most mild in your patience. You are the most rich in your mercy, the most ardent in your prayer, and the most sensitive in your compassion. You are the most close in your union with your Son, and the most powerful by your aid. Close quote. The fourth invocation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Litany of Loreto is Mother of Christ. So we pray, Mother of Christ, pray for us. As Mother of Christ, the Virgin Mary is profoundly united to Jesus, her Son. Jesus and Mary are inseparable. She truly is His Mother. Pope St. Pius X teaches, quote, With Mary alone of all others, Jesus was for 30 years united in the closest ties of intimacy and domestic life. Who could better than His Mother have an open knowledge of the admirable mysteries of the birth and childhood of Christ, and above all of the mystery of the Incarnation, which is the beginning and the foundation of faith? Mary not only preserved and meditated on the events of Bethlehem and the facts which took place in Jerusalem in the temple of the Lord, but sharing as she did the thoughts and the secret wishes of Christ, she may be said to have lived the very life of her Son. Hence, nobody ever knew Christ so profoundly as she did, and nobody can ever be more competent as a guide and teacher of the knowledge of Christ. Close quote. And so, as Mother of Christ, we may affirm in the words of Pope Pius X that Mary lived the very life of her Son. Also, according to Pius X, quote, The Virgin is more powerful than all others as a means for uniting mankind with Christ. Close quote. And, quote, Since divine providence has been pleased that we should have the man-God through Mary, who conceived Him by the Holy Ghost and bore Him in her breast, it only remains for us to receive Christ from the hands of Mary. Close quote. And so, as Mother of Christ, the Virgin Mary brings Jesus to us and leads us to her divine Son. As Mother of Christ, she is inseparable from all the blessings which Christ has brought to the world. Pope St. Pius X explains this, saying that Mary participated so entirely in her Son's passion that, quote, she merited to become most worthily the reparatrix of the lost world and dispensatrix of all the gifts that our Savior purchased for us by His death and by His blood, close quote. Finally, this morning, as Mother of Christ, the Virgin Mary is also our Mother. Pope St. Pius X teaches, quote, For is not Mary the Mother of Christ? Then she is our Mother also. Mary, carrying the Savior within her, may be said to have also carried all those whose life was contained in the life of the Savior. Therefore, all we who are united to Christ and are members of His body, of His flesh and of His bones, Ephesians 5:30, have issued from the womb of Mary like a body united to its head. Hence, though in a spiritual and mystical fashion, We are all children of Mary. And she is mother of us all. Mother spiritually indeed, but truly mother of the members of Christ. Who are we? Close quote. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Mater Christi, ora pro nobis, Mater Divinae Gratiae, ora pro nobis, Mater Purissima, ora pro nobis, Mater Castissima, ora pro nobis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Blessed Pope Pius IX sings the praises of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Quote, always have we endeavored to do everything that would redound to the greater glory of the Blessed Virgin, promote her honor, and encourage devotion to her. Great indeed is our trust in Mary. The resplendent glory of her merits, far exceeding all the choirs of angels, elevates her to the very steps of the throne of God. Her foot has crushed the head of Satan. Mary, ever lovable and full of grace, always has delivered the Christian people from their greatest calamities and from the snares and assaults of all their enemies, ever rescuing them from ruin. For God has committed to Mary the treasury of all good things, in order that everyone may know that through her are obtained every hope, every grace, and all salvation. For this is His will, that we obtain everything through Mary. Close quote. The fifth invocation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Litany of Loreto is Mother of Divine Grace. Mother of Divine Grace, pray for us. The popes teach that Mary is the Mother of Divine Grace. The following are some examples. Pope Benedict XIV wrote, quote, Mary is like a celestial river by which the waters of all graces and gifts are conveyed to poor mortals. Close quote. Pope Pius VII called Mary the dispensatrix of all graces. In the encyclical letter Octobri Mensae, Pope Leo XIII wrote, quote, of the great treasury of all graces given to us by our Lord, nothing comes to us except through Mary's mediation, for such is God's will. Close quote. And in a letter dated May 5th, 1917, Pope Benedict XV wrote, quote, all graces which the author of all good deigns to grant to the poor children of Adam, by a loving design of his divine providence, are dispensed through the hands of the Most Holy Virgin. Close quote. What should be clear to all of us is that Jesus is the fountainhead of all grace, the source of all grace. He is divine grace itself. Every grace comes to us from Him and has been merited by Him, of whose fullness we have all received. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the first and foremost beneficiary of the graces merited by her Son, Jesus Christ. She was preserved from original sin, received the fullness of grace, and was made the Mother of Christ, all by the grace of God, in view of the merits of Christ, which is in fact a more excellent participation in the merits of Christ than that granted to the rest of men. This morning, I'll just give you three reasons why we call Mary the Mother of Divine Grace. Number one, because her divine motherhood is a gift of grace. This is the greatest of all graces ever bestowed upon a human person. the gift of being chosen to be the Mother of God. Number two, Mary is the Mother of Divine Grace because she personally was filled with grace. We always invoke her in this way at the beginning of the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace. And number three, because she cooperated with her Divine Son in meriting grace, and thus became in all truth the mother of our spiritual life. All graces come to us through the hands of Mary. Saint Jerome says, quote, "On others grace was bestowed in measure, but the whole fullness was poured into Mary," close quote. And Saint Sophronius says, quote, "Mary is a boundless ocean, an unfathomable sea, a profound abyss of grace," close quote. Mary is the mother of divine grace. All that she is and has is the work of God's grace. But Mary is the mother of grace, not for herself, but for our sake. Just as her divine Son came down for us and for our salvation, so she became the mother of divine grace in order to cooperate with Jesus in making us the children of God through grace. A mother is always giving. The Blessed Virgin Mary is always dispensing God's grace to her children. And a mother gives life. The Blessed Virgin Mary brings divine life or grace to her children. Finally, from the moment she became the Mother of God at the Annunciation, the Virgin Mary began her mission as mediatrix of all graces. Again, Mother of Divine Grace. She went to visit her cousin, St. Elizabeth. And above all, she brought grace to Elizabeth, Zachary, and John the Baptist, still in his mother's womb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.